Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Obama is in Beijing today for the Asia-Pacific Summit, or APEC, which brings together 21 countries. On its agenda, pushing for a new trade deal with Asian countries. This year, the White House has its eye on expanding U.S. exports, but of course that means allowing imports, something many U.S. businesses don't want. The president is pushing a pact called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. It will cover 12 countries. The Chinese have a competing plan, the Free Trade Area of the Asia-Pacific, or the FTAAP. And Marilyn Giewex is senior business editor with NPR to get us started here. Marilyn, start with the summit. Who's there?
Hi. That's 21 countries, and, you know, it's people all around the Pacific Rim. So on the Asian side, there's China, Japan, South Korea. On our side, there's the United States, Canada, Peru, lots of countries. And this is a very big body of people. But there are also these little side meetings that go on where people are cutting sort of separate deals. And that's where this thing, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, comes in. President Obama really wants progress on that thing. So he's gathered together a total of 12 countries, us and 11 others, and it's our allies, Japan, Australia, and they want to work out this TPP, but the deal doesn't include China.
Right. And so this isn't going to be easy. China has a huge economy. It's not included. And then in the U.S., there are some who are against this trade. So tell us some of these entanglements.
Well, here's the big framework for it. First, the president really wants to build some lasting legacies. You know, he wants things that will outlive him once he leaves the White House. And one of the things he really, really wants is this expansion of trade with Asian nations. But, you know, of course, on the American side, some people are kind of not so pleased about that. And you can understand, you know, if you go into a store, you see, pick up pretty much anything in a big box discount type store, and it'll say made in China. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really, if you were someone who worked in a U.S. factory and you made socks or gloves or little knitted hats or all sorts of things, your job really did get lost to cheap labor in Asia. But on the other hand, there are all these companies that make big things, aircraft and locomotives and power plants and all of that, and they love doing business with a wealthier Asia. So the White House says that's what the future is going to be. We have to move in that direction. That's the president's opinion. So he wants this comprehensive deal that would help these more sophisticated American exports. But, you know, it's a really complicated thing. The trade supporters want to see this deal done with Japan, Australia, our friends, and then eventually expand it to include China as well. But for now, this is all they can chew on.
Well, and you mentioned Japan. It's been held up by Japan.
I know. It's supposed to be this 21st century agreement, but it all comes down to the oldest stuff, rice. Japan is very, you know, there are a lot of very deep feelings in Japan about how they grow rice. They want to be self-sufficient. But of course, if you're a rice grower in Arkansas, you want access to that very wealthy market. So there are big disagreements about agricultural products like that. But there are also political problems on this side of the ocean. The president needs, to complete this deal, he really needs something called fast-track authority. And that's where you just complete the deal and then you turn it over to Congress for a straight up or down vote. Congress has always given presidents that power in the past, but it has expired, and this gridlocked Congress has not renewed it for President Obama. So that's a sticking point on our side.
Well, Tea Party Republicans don't want to fast-track President Obama on anything, even though some of the Republican leaders have said trade sounds good, but some on the left don't want it either.
That's exactly right. Groups like Public Citizen, they're very concerned that it could hurt consumers. They're worried about things like imported food safety. They worry about medicine prices, more downward pressure on U.S. wages. Right. There are lots of things that liberals are concerned about, too.
So the debate begins. Marilyn Giewex, senior business editor for NPR, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.